And welcome to the Holy Smokes podcast for what we got here.
Episode four.
And hope y'all are enjoying the podcast. We've had some good positive feedback, and I'm gonna jump right in, Sean. We might as well jump right in with one of the things I wanted to talk about for the last three or four episodes is the difference between kids when we were growing up and the kids now. So let's talk a little bit about what are some things that we did as kids that kids don't do now.
Well, obviously, we didn't have the technology that they have now. We had three channels on the TV with rabbit ears.
Maybe two and a half.
Maybe.
Sometimes we got Channel 8 out of Charleston, but yeah, you're right.
But, you know, kids nowadays, they don't have it like we had it, because I think we had a great childhood. Wiffle ball games, any kind of pickup football, basketball. We didn't have kickball back then unless we used those balls for like dodgeball or something.
You're on your bikes every day.
Bikes every day.
When's the last time you seen a kid on a bike? I mean, I'm not talking about with the parents behind them with the helmets on.
You ain't talking about those guys with the backpacks and stuff that look like they're strung out.
No, I'm not talking about the...
they're riding kids' bikes.
That's true. I'm not talking about the entrepreneurs here in town.
That's right.
On bikes. I'm talking about kids on bikes. When's the last time you see a kid on a bike? Like, I've got softball practice down at the Little League Field. I get on my bike. Happening. Yeah, that's not.
You know, honest to goodness, back when we was in high school, you know, if mom had the car or dad had the car or whatever, you know, we actually rode our bikes down to State Town to go swimming down at State Town.
Yeah, I know guys that did that. I wasn't a state tanner when I was a kid.
And then as I got older, we started hitchhiking, which I don't know that people. Yeah, they don't hitchhike no more.
Well, that's true. I certainly don't want my daughters hitchhiking.
That's true.
I understand it. But I mean, you. What about snowball fight? What about just bombing cars?
You know, nobody hits cars anymore. Nobody does that. Nobody hops a car.
What?
Which I will say this, nobody will hop a car because there's not really bumpers anymore. It's this little plastic shield looking thing.
Well, and I want anybody that's listening to this to know that when the airing or the taping of this podcast, we have pending doom coming.
Oh,
I mean, we've got like winter storm warning, World War III coming.
Spencer,
I mean,
Atkins saying this. Or
I don't know who's saying it.
Channel 13
I'm
or
saying,
Channel 3.
They're saying ice storms are coming, snow on top of that. I mean, you know, school's probably going to be out the next 2 days. You know, you got kids up doing the ice dance or the snow dance. You got teachers up doing the
That's snow. True.
And by the way, tomorrow morning, will Pepsi be on a two-hour delay?
Big negatory.
I just wondered.
Sean will be traveling down 52.
So let's say that big snowstorm hits, and we get 3 or 4 or 5 inches of snow. Back in the day, I mean, we were bombing cars behind the pine tree. I mean, here's the thing, Sean, and then I'll let you share your experience. But we lived out there on Campbell Drive. You had pine trees out there. You had Mr. Cook out there had the cornfield. He'd shoot salt rocks at you through the shotgun. I mean, if you were on his property, but we would sit there and you got the guys up front that are faster. You
right.
know, your Todd Freckes, the guys that can run pretty quick.
Right.
You know, the John Kevin McClellans before they got a beer gut on them.
Right.
And then he got the short squad of guys like me. We're way in the back. I'm checking them like hand grenades.
Well,
because
had an arm.
Well, I had to have a head start because
of course
if somebody's stopping when you saw the brake lights,
I'd knock you down.
It's over.
I'd knock you down.
And you're just trying not to get hit by the clothesline.
I probably would have knocked you down. That way I know I was going to be safe. I mean, don't know about you. Herm wouldn't have liked that.
No, he wouldn't have liked that at all. But did you ever have anybody that like got clotheslined? Because I mean, back in those days, people still put the clothes out on the clothesline.
That is true.
So you had to know whose yard you were in and where you were running to, and you know, people would chase you legitimately.
We had a couple spots, and I'm gonna tell on people. That's just it in a nutshell. You know, me and David Wilkes and John Willis and my brother Joe, Nick Walker, Paul Walker, I believe. I mean, we gather up, and I mean, it was on. Look out.
Well, and you put the, did you guys put the stash out because you knew? I mean, you had to have some ammo, but by the time you put the ammo out there for about 8 or 10 minutes back in 1978 and 79, 80, I mean, they were like ice balls.
Oh, I know. Well, we were always good about not throwing ice balls.
Well, but I mean, they sit there for a while and they're becoming ice balls. I mean, you got to have ammo.
Well, we would always make sure that we had an easy out. And if we did get chased, we knew where we was going to go to hide.
True. I mean, you got to have a plan.
I will
because
say,
there were some people that would come down, and they're looking for you. They're like,
"Oh yeah,
I'm looking for some kid that's going to hit me with this."
You don't have to worry about that now. You just drive right down the street.
John, what are you like, 54 now?
Yeah.
So when was the last time? Well, you know, just because there's snow on the roof, don't mean there's not fire in the furnace. But I'm just saying,
it's 55.
So, okay, 50. Oh, you're 55 now because you're Mr. 1966.
That is true.
I'm still 50.
My sister hates that.
I'm still way younger than you. But anyway, when was the last time you were driving and somebody hit you with a snowball? I mean, 20 years ago?
You know what? Honestly, I don't know. I can't tell you. I would have
a tear in my eye right now if I drove down 6th Street and somebody hit me with a snowball.
But I honestly can't answer that question because I cannot remember. It's been so long. I want to say, honestly, the last time I got hit with a snowball, I think I made that fateful move of coming down the street and I got off right there at the Park Avenue and turned down 9th Street. Mm. And I got to the park, and man.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got fence there.
Well, I mean, they were on the project side.
Oh, okay. So you're not talking about the basketball court?
No.
Okay.
They were on the other side of the street.
In the day, you didn't want to go down through there because you get hit like 12 or 14 times.
But I knew who was throwing. I could see him. But there was no way I was getting out because then I was going to get peppered with them.
That's so awesome.
You give it the old, I got you, and then go on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's nothing to, as far as a hop in a car, that's.
Hop in a car. Explain what a hopping car is because 30 years probably since anybody's done one.
Well, you got to wait till the streets are covered. Iron does a great job of keeping
clear. You don't want to do on 3rd Street, but any other side street or. Certainly.
We used to do 4th Street a lot. Up by Wine Oak where David Willis lived. Paul Walker lived right around the corner there on 4th Street. Hey, we get on them cars and man, it was
you get to Campbell School in no time.
Oh my gosh, it was fun. And then some of the people had no clue. Usually our targets was older people. Yeah. And of course they didn't know you was back then.
No idea.
And then and there was a time when there was too many of us out on the car, and they just sat there and spin their tires. And the lady got out and said, "Guys, if you don't get off my car, I'm not going anywhere. I can't go nowhere." So we had to let her go.
What about this? What about this, Sean? What about the old? Normally it would be like March or April, but you get that almost spring snow.
Oh yeah.
Where you would get out and you'd have to shovel the basketball court off.
Oh yeah.
Because the next day it'd be like 55.
That's right.
And you're out in shorts. It's like, what can we do? Let's shovel the basketball court off and play pickup basketball.
I remember.
Which even leads me to another thing. No one plays basketball anymore.
We used
to play at Aetna, West Ironton, Aetna
Copa. Aetna Copa's up there on 8th Street Park.
No doubt. I mean, and here's the thing. Going back to the bikes, if you're three, or I don't know if you guys played 3-on-3 or 4-on-4, but if your team we played, I know when I was in high school, we play at West Ironton, we'd be on bikes. So we play at West Ironton. If you lost to West Ironton, you rode to Aetna, because there'd be like five teams waiting to play.
West Ironton, didn't it have like a nine foot rim?
It's like 9 1/4.
I remember I could dunk on that one down there. Well, it was a long time
ago. Well, I'll tell you a funny
Not
thing.
Not now. Unless I'm staring
Let
in the
Let me tell you a funny
truck.
Story. So, when I'm a junior in high school, my mom and dad move into West Ironton. So, that's where I played. So, back in the day, Dad would play with us. Which, I mean, you'd have everybody from Dad, Tim McLeese, Henry Steele, Jim Ridgway. I mean, you'd have guys from all over town playing at West Ironton. Well, one day, Robin Fitzpatrick's playing down there on a 9 1/4-foot rim.
I got a Robin Fitzpatrick.
Okay, well, we'll get there. So, Robin's playing, and I'm like, I don't know, 6'1". And Dad's like, box him out. I'm like, box him out. He's like 6'6", playing on a 9 1/4 rim. I mean, he's cranking over top of me. I mean, I'm getting posterized. I mean, if Tim Gearhart or Kent Sanborn had been there, I'd have had poster after poster on me. Robin Fitzpatrick hanging over top of him. I mean, my hair would have been parted.
Those pictures they put in there. What are they called? The pictures from the past or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Robin Fitzpatrick dunking over Jason.
Robin Fitzpatrick, little known fact, he worked at Pepsi at one time.
Yeah.
He worked in vending. And listen, when they needed a pop machine moved over there, instead of getting a forklift, he just moved it himself. He grabbed it and just moved it. Yeah.
That's getting it done right there.
Oh, yeah.
I know one thing. When he was in high school, they beat #1 Portsmouth.
He's a hoss.
Yep. Hoss cat for sure. All right, Sean. So we had what did we do as kids that kids don't do now? Let's move on to what about the big game? Let's talk a little bit about what was on the menu at the Jones place.
I left that up to Sarah Beth, and that was something that she wanted. She wanted to do ribs, so I went and got. Some ribs. I got some baby back ribs up at Sam's. Mm. I got a pork loin.
It's like 5:32. I'm hungry right now.
I'm hungry.
I hate this.
I got a pork loin up at Bartram's. They had them on sale last week. And I did a pork loin. And key to that is don't overcook it, because you'll dry it out. You might as well just, take forks and shred it out and make barbecue with it, because if you, it's a lean cut of meat. And I'm gonna tell you something, we ate the ribs, and at halftime I went in to start cutting the pork loin, slicing it up, and my daughter came in and said, what's that? And I told her, it's a pork loin. She goes, I didn't know you had that. I said, I told you. And she tried it, and she said it was awesome. She just kept sitting there just going on and on and on about it, and I've already been told it's going to happen more times.
Well, give us a little more information, because people that might listen to this. So you used your, you didn't use a stick burner for that. So you used the electric grill.
I used the electric. Yeah. I used the Masterbuilt electric smoker.
That feeds little wood pellets.
Yeah, right? Well, no, that one feeds wood chips.
Okay, wood chips. So what did you use there? Hickory.
Okay.
Do you see any kind of certain rub or anything?
I did. I actually was low on all my stuff. So instead of just making up what would be our rub for that, I just went ahead and I actually bought a rub. And I'm not going to tell you what it was, because I don't want people to go buy it, because it's at a local grocery store and it was really, really good. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I want to keep it on the shelf.
Well, you know what somebody might say out in public? Say, hey, I want to, and maybe you give it up then.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Nope. Gotcha.
Nope. It's going to be secret. But I'll tell you what, it was a really, really good rub.
Good stuff. Don't you like trying new stuff?
Absolutely. I know we've, in the past.
I mean, some people only eat their stuff. It's like, why would you want to do that? I mean, there's people out there that's got different recipes and stuff.
I do a lot of YouTube videos, watching this, watching that.
Oh, yeah.
And I do like my beef rub for my brisket.
The brisket's definitely really good.
I'd be willing to try, SPG, that's salt, pepper, garlic. And but I mean
there's stuff on the line
as far as our whole smoke seasoning and trying others that the one that you got from Historic Barbecue. That was really good.
That's a great site.
I used that on chicken one. Did the pulled chicken instead of using our stuff. That was really good.
I'm big on, he's got a Historic Black that's great with hamburgers and stuff. It's good stuff.
I need to get that.
Yeah, so I went more with the fam center. Went down to the fam center, hit some sausages. They had some
who cooked sausages?
Well, they had it out in the parking lot, you know, because of COVID stuff.
People had their masks on.
I mean,
some brats.
If you were going dialed up to where, you know, you adhered to the social distancing on, they did a great job there. But they had brats on the grill. They made chili, great chili. They had some nachos. Somebody made a macaroni salad that was out of this world. I like macaroni salad of all kinds. This macaroni salad had, you could tell they went with the pickle juice, or it was either pickle juice or sweet pickle juice or something in it, the whole thing. It was great stuff.
Did it have like a relish in it?
There was some pickles in the macaroni salad, but it was something, they used a pickle juice of some sort with the whole mix, which made it different than what I'm normally used to eating.
I used to not like macaroni salad, but I do now. It's funny how you grow older and you like stuff. Now, I will say this, I don't like beans, and I won't eat beans.
You don't like beans of any kind?
Well, I can handle baked beans because it's smothered in barbecue sauce and you can't taste
it. You can handle baked beans because your mom makes great baked beans.
Yes, she does.
I will say
she
that.
My sister Jerry
makes great baked beans. Yeah, she does good too.
Well, maybe we ought to have a baked bean cook-off for
I don't know about that. I'm
Lee
just
Major's
thinking,
birthday party.
Maybe so. Now, my sister Jerry could probably let your mom make the baked beans, and then she do deviled eggs, because, man.
I like some deviled eggs.
She is off the chain with the deviled eggs. And I'm not kidding. She's good stuff.
You're making me hungry.
I know. It's late in the day. The day's almost over. You got a full day in. I got three quarters.
I got more than a full day.
I might have three. Oh, that's right. You did work over. I'm getting there too. And then we got the pending doom, you know. That leads us to the regatta. Back in the day, the regatta was big time downtown, down on the riverbank. You had bands,
boat races,
big time. So, what are you thinking, Sean? What about like bands, barbecue, and brews?
Hey, you got. Don't forget, you got the. I'm drawing a blank here.
Well, you had the Taste of Iron. We used to have the Taste of Iron. My idea is this: we had the Taste of Ironton that we used to do. That they'd bring area restaurants down there. And they, you know, people come in there just to eat stuff from like Peddlers and the Depot, Mulaney's.
Combine the two. That'd be awesome.
That was a big deal, but that was always just about the food. So my thought would be this: don't bring in vendors from like Columbus, Cincinnati, and place. Don't bring those people in. Bring your local people in. Let them serve the food. Sell their food. You know, the Friends of Ironton or whoever could, like, take 10 or 20% of the sales from them. Let the people keep their sales and then bring in bands all day. You could have it Friday night, Saturday. They bring in bands. The Friends of Ironton could sell the water, the pop, the beer, and stuff like that. And, I mean, I think that'd be a great weekend downtown.
You'd be helping quite a bit of people. You'd be... Friends of Iron would get their share. The Taste of Iron, which is Iron and Bloom, correct?
Well, Taste, yeah. I mean, you're Iron and Alive or whatever.
They
could get some, but your area restaurants, also, especially out of this pandemic stuff, they could be down there selling stuff. They don't have to worry about somebody that's, you know, a fair vendor coming in and poaching them for like 2 weekends right. and then heading out. But let them sell their stuff. People in Ironton would have the old days back. You'd have a band down there on the riverbank playing. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you can have all kind of local bands play.
If you don't want it on the riverbank, it could be on like Bobby Bear Boulevard there or by the farmer's market and all that right there. It could be a big deal here in town.
You know, the only drawback with having it right there by Bobby Bear, you're kind of shoehorning the Depot and the Malini's. But if they were good with it,
they're participating. So,
I mean, why not? They're not getting the dining area.
You're bringing 400 or 500 people down there at night, maybe more than that. Uh-huh. I think it'd be a big time. But you remember have you got a regatta story? I here's the story I've got. So my brother-in-law Jim Hacker says they're having the Guess Who's going to be down there. And I'm like, guess who? I don't know who the Guess Who is, you know. Oh, Burton Cummings and Guess Who. Well, Burton Cummings wasn't here, but back in the day, he was the lead singer. But I loved their music. They came in, they put on a good show down there on the riverbank. You had Cletus Judd, like, jumping in the river. That was part of the regatta, I think. Boat races, jet skis. I mean, you got it going on.
It was a great time. I think the whole atmosphere of it was like just a big party, and you know they had those trucks down there that had the kegs in them, and you walk up and you just get a cup of beer for whatever it was, $2-3. I don't even remember. Wasn't much because you know the cost was down back then, but it was a great time. Get hungry, go get you a Bahama Mama. But if we're going to do local stuff, that's even better.
Well,
you get local stuff.
Somebody might want to make Bahama Mama. So, that's good stuff. But one thing I want to transition into, obviously that's good for downtown Ironton. But let's transition into our we've kind of had a weekly Roger story. So let's get into a Roger story. So last week we had Roger driving
Amsterdam.
Driving us the football games, upstaging us with a little Amsterdam Highland
That's
story.
Right.
So do you have any other Roger stories you can share with us? Maybe some early Roger stuff.
How long have we got?
Well,
I can tell you lots.
Well, as long as people might listen to
it. I'd say probably one of the earliest stories Dad told me as far as his age went was probably the time that him and Ronnie Robinson, which was a first cousin to his, they were like two peas in a pod. They were always together, almost like brothers. But anyway, I remember they had some sort of a dog issue down there.
And you're talking about down there. You're talking about Hanging Rock. Oh yeah,
that's some kind of dog issue. I don't know with mange or rabies.
I think it was a rabies issue. I think there was one dog that had rabies, and then Papaw Zorns decided all the dogs were going to be put down.
He was a constable down there in Hanging Rock.
Yeah, he wanted all the dogs to be put.
So
down.
Yeah, any dog that was running wild without leash, he got it. And I guess he would shoot the dogs. Now, you're talking probably what, back in the...
Only the dogs that were, back you know, in the 50s. Not like in someone's yard. Or, I mean, they're just running around, right?
But, yeah.
Yeah.
They were running wild. They were rabid.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking probably...
50s.
Early 50s, yeah. I mean, Ronnie and your dad would have been... Roger,
same age.
Roger would have been like a teenager. Yeah.
But I remember Dad saying that Orville, correct?
Yeah.
He would shoot
them. I think
dogs.
Your dad said Arville.
It could be.
But yeah, you got it.
But Dad said that he would pay him a nickel to go underneath the porches and drag the dogs that he just shot off from underneath them.
Yeah,
that's a heck of a way to earn
money. So you chase a dog.
Yeah, a nickel back then.
Oh, that's I'm guessing it'd be. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
You're looking. Yeah, I mean that's a. It's at least a six pack of Blast back in the day. So
he was probably 10. He don't think he drank back in.
10? He was a little bit older than that probably, but He wasn't drinking at 10? Okay, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, so so you're looking at chasing a dog under a house with a shotgun.
Orville shoots it.
The dog gets shot.
Dies.
And Papaw says, I'm not going up
there. We got to extricate that thing.
I'll give Roger and Ronnie a nickel to get a dog.
They don't know no better.
Nickel a dog.
Nickel a dog. So they were they were collecting deceased.
Bag them up.
They bag them and tag them.
Yeah. So
yeah, $5 or five cents a piece.
I'm guessing there was probably not a big rabies problem down at Hanging Rock.
And right, if there was
during those days,
you know, can you get rabies by handling rabid dogs?
Well, not by.
Did they put my dad in harm's way?
I'm guessing you can't get rabies by handling dead rabid dogs, but maybe a live rabid dog.
Obviously, that bites you. Obviously, you can't catch rabies from a dead rabid dog because dad's still around.
Well, either that or maybe he's immune. And here's another thing too. I mean, we've been battling this corona stuff. Back in those days,
you had it.
I had it. Yeah,
Roger never got it.
Well, I'm thinking back in those days. I mean, he's in the river.
Oh yeah,
he's bagging rabid dogs. It's hard to tell him what he's doing up Rock Hollow.
He probably drank at the old river, which I know he did.
More than likely,
Smokey's right there where Red Brick Oven is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it turned into the Cloverleaf.
Cloverleaf.
Yeah. Who knows what kind of shine or what might have been going up the holler.
Yeah, I don't.
And then you got rabbit hunting. You got.
My dad did tell me that my grandpa used to make beer.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it was whiskey. Wonder what that maybe was it's like. Moonshine. I don't know. They made some sort of alcoholic beverage.
That would be.
I mean, it probably.
Can you imagine Taste of Ironton, and the guys
which
from,
would you rather,
guys from Hanging Rock come
which,
in with
which
that?
Which would you rather drink, like a big tall glass of whatever they was fixing, or maybe a shot of JB?
Well, if it's a dollar shot of JB,
oh, it would be.
That might be a toss up. But
JB's Scotch, ain't it?
If you say so.
I've never had Scotch.
I'm gonna say you're the expert here.
I've never had it before.
I'm not sure.
Moving right along.
But I do know that we are moving right along. You'll have another Roger story next week. Is there any way we could get Roger to be maybe a guest appearance at some point? Maybe when the weather gets warmer and COVID subsides.
I would probably say he would say no, but
what if
it would be more colorful.
What if he is unknowing that the broadcast is going on?
Like illegal taping him?
I'm not going to go as far as saying I'm doing anything illegal here. We would share some stories, and maybe one or two of them might get, I don't know, duplicated. They got a nice little thing in the backyard there. We might get some, you know, get some ribs. You know, by the way, last Friday I did a rump roast. I don't know where I'm coming. I'm way off the tracks here, but I did a rump roast on the smoker. Just rubbed it with I think I did the old black. The
black seasoning?
Yeah, well, from historic. Black seasoning. Maybe 2 hours. I mean, it don't take long for that rump roast to be at maybe 250, 260 degrees. And it was awesome.
You know, people think it's doing these things like cooking out and using a smoker. I can remember the first time I ever tried it. I mean, I was scared to death. Mm-hmm. I did a pork butt and I can't remember. Maybe it's pork chops. But anyway, I was just like so terrified. I mean. And it's really not that hard.
Oh, it's really easy.
It's easy.
And it's a good way to get out back, outside, especially
get
if the weather's
halfway
decent. But yeah. Pending Doom coming to Ironton. We hope we can get home tonight. I mean, it's like 5:30 right now at my office here in downtown Ironton. Tomorrow, if it's that bad, I'll probably just be out on my Bruce's custom cards. I'll be on my golf cart.
It's awful cold in
the golf cart goes better than my Lincoln, especially a Bruce's cart, because it's a nice cart. It was custom.
Well, they're nice cards.
But
I've said this before. I'm gonna have to get one.
Yeah, you need one.
I need to break
you
down.
You need one with a Holy Smokes on it, or a little Hoss Cat action on it, or
Bruce's custom cart sticker on it.
No doubt.
Advertise.
Bruce'sCarts.com or Bruce's Custom Carts. Just send us a message. We'll give you his phone number. My goodness, but anyway, so that's going to be it for this week. We hope we got some sort of stuff coming here when the weather breaks. We're hoping this COVID breaks down and we can get back to being in the backyard, being
on the front porch.
Oh, yeah.
We can be doing this. People will be honking at us.
Having some barbecue. Celebrating Lee Major's birthday party or whatever.
That'd be awesome.
We hope you guys are doing well. We hope you had a good time at the Super Bowl. And thanks for listening. And we'll be back with you next week. And back on the Holy Smokes podcast.